Hi, and welcome to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Paul Dottino in for Bob Popper. Carl Banks joins us as always as the Giants come off of a big win in overtime against the Detroit Lions. Let's get right to it now. The Lions win the toss, and they've got the ball to start this one out. They convert two third downs on the opening drive of the game, and then on a third and seven from the Giants 33, one of the Giants' defensive linemen steps up big.
Stafford out of the gun, three receivers right. He's back to throw, under pressure, sacked by Kiwanuka. Back at the 45-yard line, so Matthias Kiwanuka gets his fifth sack of the season, and that'll force a punt for the Lions.
That's the way. Good D-line, that's the way to play, baby. Good job, baby.
So Matthias Kiwanuka comes up with four tackles, including a sack on that opening drive, Carl, and it turned out to be a big day for him.
Yeah, it really did. It was something they needed on the road. You knew the offense could, it was a big chance the offense could struggle. So you needed to get some defensive production. He was a guy that stepped right up.
All right, so now the Giants get the ball back, and Jarrell Jernigan converts two third down opportunities. In fact, they were both third and tens. And this is another guy who turned out to have a big day.
Yeah, another guy who, let's face it, he had been criticized for his lack of production. Well, these last 2 weeks, he's really shown why he's on the roster.
The Giants wind up with a 15-play drive, their third longest scoring drive of the season. It culminates in a 41-yard field goal for Josh Brown. The Giants have a 3-0 lead late in the first quarter. Now, the Lions take over. They will close out the quarter with a Bush first down catch on a third and four, and that sets things up for what is a very eventful second quarter. When we come back on Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital, we'll take a look at that second period. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We open the second quarter with the Giants on top of the Detroit Lions, 3-0. Now, right now, it is Detroit Lions football, and as they're marching downfield into Giants territory, John Beeson comes up with a big third down stop that forces them to settle for a field goal, Carl.
Yeah, defense was rallying. It wasn't their best day, but they were making key plays when they needed them.
So David Akers kicks that 37-yard field goal. We are tied at three. The Giants go three and out. The offense is starting to sputter just a bit. Detroit has the football. They're moving. Kiwanuka with an almost sack leads to a Stafford improvisation completion. And now the Giants defense has to step up again. This time, Reggie Bush is going to get the ball on a second and 10 from the Giants 45.
Stafford over center. Handoff left for Bush, hit by Kiwanuka. Ball came loose on the ground, picked up by Antrell Roll. Running left across midfield and tripped up at the 49-yard line of the Lions, a 10-yard return. So Reggie Bush loses his fourth fumble of the year.
Hey, let's go, Reggie Bowler. Hey, make sure we stay in our gas now.
Yeah,
all right.
Not bad.
So for Antrell Roll, Carl, that's his seventh takeaway of the season, but his first fumble recovery.
Yeah, and that was very opportunistic by him because the defense rallied, got the ball out, and he was Johnny on the spot.
Okay, so Detroit, unfortunately for them, after they wind up stopping the Giants on a number of occasions, the Giants are still able to sputter along and get their drive moving. And then when they're forced to take a delay of game penalty, you think, well, things aren't going to go so well. Then on first and 15 from the Detroit 20, Eli Manning steps up with a big play.
Manning back to throw. Fires one over the middle, and it's into the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by Jernigan. Manning threw a bullet, and Jarrell Jernigan with his first career touchdown catch.
This week, he stepped up, made some big plays, and obviously had the touchdown catch. It was a good job going low and going to get it. Had the fourth down catch, had a couple other nice plays, and so that's good that got him in the mix, and he's doing some good things for us.
Third down, man.
195.
JJ! Let's go!
JJ, ooh! Kill him!
Ooh!
Ooh! Kill him! Ooh! Kill him!
So, Carl, Jarrell Jernigan catches his first career touchdown in his 23rd career reception.
Well, I think that was a big, timely play for him. Now, let's think about it. He was the guy that had to step in for Victor Cruz, and he had to be counted on to make that level of play, and he did it.
All right, so the Giants at this point now have a 10-3 lead. That 9-play, 49-yard drive puts them on top. New York holds on Detroit's next series. It's a 3rd-and-1. But DeMontre Moore winds up going offsides on the punt, Carl, and this is something that's hampered the Giants all season long.
Well, a little bit of lack of discipline, if you will. He's a kid that likes to get a jump and try to block punts, but in that situation, he's got to know that he needs to stay onside. Down and distance, predicate, don't take any chances.
All right, but the Giants' D bails the special teams out. 2nd-and-17 from the Giants' 43, and Stafford goes back to throw.
Stafford back, looking middle, throwing, pass, batted and intercepted at the line of scrimmage. Justin Tuck gets the interception. Wow, what a play by Tuck. Justin Tuck, who has been very good and outstanding over the last 6 weeks, gets the interception. So that's the second turnover by the Lions.
Give him the first down. Hey, do that.
Good job, baby.
Nice job, Tuck, sir. Hey, you can bowl a little bit, huh?
All right.
And so that's Justin Tuck's second career interception. Carl, it was a huge play.
Yeah, again, if you can't get to the quarterback, defensive lineman, I said, jump from your spot to try to disrupt the passer, and he did that.
Best thing for the Giants is that they convert that into points. They go downfield, and Josh Brown kicks a 52-yard field goal as the Giants take a 13-3 lead, and then Detroit takes a running play, and that's the end of the first half with the Giants on top by 10. When we come back with more of Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital, we will address the third quarter. Stick around. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Third quarter opens with the Giants on top, 13-3. They get the second half kickoff, but they're not able to do anything with it. It's a 3-and-out. They are forced to punt on 4th-and-4 from their own 26.
Weatherford in to punt, takes the snap, sets it, and booms one. Just inside the numbers, Ross at the 20. Veers to the near side left, trying to get the edge, and does. He's got room. Ross up the left sideline to the 40, and tripped up from behind by Will Hill inside the Giant 35 to the 30-yard line.
So, Carl, Steve Weatherford booms a 54-yard punt, but most of that yards comes back in the other direction.
Yeah, it's almost like he outkicked the coverage. You had a few guys down there, but the lane distribution was not good, and it was just a big return.
Yeah, Jeremy Ross just went for a whole bunch of yardage, put the Detroit Lions deep into Giants territory. Now, they march down to the Giants' goal line. It is now 3rd-and-goal from the 1.
Stafford, handoff belly, runs left, touchdown Lions. Well, the 40-yard punt return by Jeremy Ross sets up the Lions in great field position, a drive that started at the Giants' 30.
We need more energy out there.
They throw it, but it's so slow.
We need more energy out there, man.
You're talking the wrong crap.
So Joyke Bell's one-yard touchdown run cuts the Giants' lead to 13-10, and boy, he really had a lot of power on that drive.
Well, he's a kid with a lot of balance, and he was a problem for the Giants most of the day. He was a tough tackle.
Yeah, much more so than Reggie Bush was.
Yeah, he was.
All right, so now the Giants take over, and they go 3-and-out for the 2nd straight time, and Carl, you can sense the momentum switching.
Yeah, you wanted the Giants to get back in rhythm. The first half, even though they had some drives that weren't great, but they stayed in a rhythm. And then these last two series, it was 1st-and-10, 2nd-and-10, 3rd-and-long.
All right, so now Detroit is able to tilt the field with a 7-play drive that ends in a punt. The Giants take over deep in their own territory, and Andre Brown loses 3 yards on 2nd down. It's now 3rd-and-13 for the Giants from their own 9.
Manning out of a shotgun set, been sacked once. Back to throw. Going to get sacked again by Stewart. Let's see, is it a safety? Yes, it is. I think it was Nick Fairley who gets the safety.
So Nick Fairley of the Lions comes up with a safety. The score is now 13-12 in favor of the Giants. The Giants' O-line had a difficult time, Carl, but I have to tell you, considering the fact that Mosley was in for Deal and then Reynolds had to come in for Mosley, they did okay.
They did. You could tell that they had a plan in place. Now, they played against two of the league's best interior linemen, and at times they were going to get beat, but this was one of those times where they didn't hold up.
All right, now once again, though, you can feel Detroit has the momentum. They're down by a point. They've got the ball to end the third quarter. That's how we run out the clock. When we come back on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, we will examine the fourth quarter and the overtime. Stay with us. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. So we start the fourth quarter. It's 13-12 Giants. Detroit has the football, and they're now driving. They will run the ball five straight times to open a period. It sets up a first and goal from the Giants' two.
Handoff left for Riddick. He powers into the end zone. Touchdown. Theo Riddick gets his first career rushing touchdown, and the Lions have the lead.
They were gassing us a little bit with the run, getting more yards than obviously we would like. You know, just he was just being patient and just, you know, finding a little crease here and there. And, we just have to stay in our gaps, play disciplined football, and, you know, that's how we stop, you know, runs like that.
So Riddick runs in the touchdown, Faria catches the two-point conversion, and Carl, that means the Lions have now scored 17 consecutive points.
Yeah, and it was all due to their defense. They played great defense, forcing the Giants to punt the football, and in their offense, they started to assert themselves in the run game.
It's now a 20-13 Lions lead. And as we said, the Giants' offense is sputtering. You've got two sandwich three-and-outs by the Giants around the middle of a Detroit Lions three-and-out also. So things are not going too well for Big Blue. Now it's Detroit Lions football from their own 12-yard line. They're moving downfield. Now it's a 3rd-and-7 from the Detroit 22 that I want to talk about. It sets up our New York Presbyterian amazing play of the game.
Stafford back to throw. Plenty of time. Sidearms it right. Deflected and intercepted. Off the deflection. Running down the left sideline. Will Hill, touchdown Giants. 37 yards. Will Hill with his first pick six. And the Giants are an extra point away from tying it.
Even if the offense is doing good, the defense, we say we at least got to get two turnovers and a half or a game. And we always are out there just saying, oh, we got to get a turnover, got to get a turnover. It just happened to be me this day.
That is our New York Presbyterian amazing play of the game. Amazing things are happening here. Now, for the Giants, the Hill touchdown return was the Giants' second one of the season. Carl, remember, JPP had one earlier this year.
Yeah, and that was a timely one, too. That really was the stop that they needed to change momentum of the game.
Ties the game at 20 with almost 5 minutes to go and is really that spark that the Giants need to try to see if they can pull this thing out. Well, it was not to be because Detroit and the Giants both have chances at taking a lead and cannot get anything done. Then finally, Mathias Kiwanuka comes up with his second sack of the game with just over a minute to go on third down, Carl.
Well, again, defense is now starting to step up, trying to get the ball back to the offense so that they can get this game.
For Kiwi, that gives him six sacks on the season. Well, Detroit's forced to punt on fourth down. The Giants have the ball now, 1st and 10 from their own 37 with 50 seconds to go. Eli Manning loves this situation. He's been in it so many times before. Well, on 1st and 10 from the Detroit 49, he misfired.
Manning takes the snap. He's back to throw. Heaves it down the middle of the field. The pass intercepted. He had Jernigan, but he threw it off his back foot. Glover Quinn got the pick.
Bad throw. I thought they kind of jumped the count a little bit on that right side and that right D tackle, but just didn't get to step into the throw and got, you know, you're kind of in a bind there. You got no timeouts. You just ran the ball. You know, you're running out of time. You know, you got to get a chunk of yardage to try to get in field goal range. And you know, with 20 something seconds left, you know, kind of, you know, probably forced that. And but I think I could, you know, that's bad part is I think if I would have made a better throw, I had a chance to get a guy open and just a poor throw on my part though.
So the pass to Jernigan goes awry, and it's Eli Manning's 26th interception, Carl.
Well, yeah, that was one he was a bit under duress, but I don't think that ball really had a chance to really get Jernigan where he needed to get it.
So now Detroit gets the ball. Interesting, Carl, in that the fans started to boo the Lions because they didn't even try a Hail Mary. They just let the clock run out and go to OT.
Well, I think that was the right thing to do, given the propensity of their quarterback to make mistakes. It was the right thing to do.
Okay, so in overtime, the Giants win the toss, and rookie Michael Cox returns the kickoff 56 yards on a huge play to give the Giants outstanding field position. Unfortunately for them, on first and 10 from the Lions 36, something did not go very well.
Manning in a shotgun set. Hand off to Brown. Picks his way up the middle and spins ahead. Fumbled the football, but didn't see. He was down by contact. No, they're saying Detroit ball.
Wow.
So the Willie Young fumble recovery bails out the Lions. Andre Brown took a shot to the head on that play. Had to come out for the rest of the game.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, too, because the Giants were moving in. Given that this was their first drive, if they score a touchdown, the game's over with. So as a result of the fumble, the Lions take the ball.
Again, Brown's second career fumble. So we are tied at 20 now. Again, early in overtime, and Detroit's got the ball, but the Giants' defense holds on a 3-and-out. Giants ball now, first and 10 from their own 28. Reuben Randall, with a big 26-yard catch, converts a third down. It's first and 10 now at the Detroit 48. The Giants have an option on third and 13 from the 48-yard line after a short pass to Randall to kick what would be a 59-yard field goal. Now, remember, Josh Brown hit a 52-yarder earlier in the day, Carl. That was his longest of the season. Tom Coughlin decides not to kick the field goal. He goes for a 4th and 7, again from the Detroit 42, and Eli Manning comes up to the line.
4th and 7 at the Lions 42. Manning takes the snap. He fires it over the middle, and a sliding catch made at the 28-yard line. Jarrell Jernigan with a big 4th down conversion.
I didn't want to punt it there and either, you know, try to win this thing or go forward and be aggressive. And so he said we're going forward, and we had a good play call versus the coverage we were looking for. And, you know, Jernigan, it was tight. Jernigan went down and made a great catch. I guess he made a catch. They called it a catch, and we didn't give it the chance and had to line up and run the ball at Bear Pasco the next play. So had to make a few adjustments there, but, you know, got it worked out.
So, Carl, Josh Brown told me after the game he could have hit the 59-yarder that Coughlin bypassed. Do you think that was the right decision to go for the 4th down? And then, obviously, they wind up hitting Jernigan to get the 1st down.
Well, I do think it was a good idea to get the kicker closer. And at worst, your defense takes the field, and they were starting to play well. So I thought it was the best thing to do.
Okay, so 3 plays later, Josh Brown does get the opportunity to come onto the field and kick what will be the game-winning 45-yarder.
Weatherford will hold. Snap is good. Kick on its way. It's got the distance. It is good! And the Lions have been eliminated from the postseason as the Giants come from behind and win here in Detroit.
Well, it's good. I mean, it just gives you something you know, positive to think back on the season. And we've had some close games this season that we haven't won. We've been there right in the end. We haven't been able to make those key plays, those big plays to win the game. And this time we did. So it's a good feeling. We prepared hard and had great. You know, wanted to come out and win this game and play well and play better. And I think, you know, we did those things and it was a nice win.
So, Carl, a big win for the Giants. And let's not forget the job that the defense did on Megatron. Calvin Johnson, only 3 catches for 43 yards. He only played half the snaps. He's banged up, but nonetheless, a very admirable effort.
Well, you've got to take your hat off to Prince and Mukamara. He did a wonderful job at times taking away some of his best routes.
Now, the Giants are 6-9 on the season, but, you know, some of the fans want to question, are they playing out the string? Are they playing for pride? You saw a lot of effort on that field in Detroit.
Yeah, they played for pride. They showed that they wanted to compete.
Yeah, and certainly Tom Coughlin has a grip on this team. There's no question about it. And they had to go to overtime. You know, Carl, what's that like to have to go to overtime in a game like that? A nail-biter.
Well, it's a nail-biter, but when you go in the new Sutton Depth, system, it's a little different.
You know,
it used to be score, go home. Now it's score, the other guy get a chance, and then you get a chance. So, but it's great.
That's flat out exhaustion. That's exactly what that is. All right, well, that'll do it for this edition as we prepare for the Washington Redskins coming up next weekend. And don't forget, Rewind will be back next week as well. So for Carl Banks and, of course, for Bob Papa, I'm Paul Tutino. You've been watching Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Happy holidays, everybody.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.